Well, we had a bit of trouble coming up with the name. A lot of the good names seemed to be taken, so we went back and forth for a long time, and then we had all this music come together, and the album was written and half recorded, and we needed to come up with a name. So we put a bit of pressure on it, and then passed a lot of things back and forth, and eventually our drummer Fred threw out the name Boondog, which seemed like a pretty neat word, and it's good for logos with the word dog. I think he was watching Boondock Saints and came up with it, and it sort of means deceptive dog. It's kind of a funny word, or like a boondoggle is like a totally pointless project, like a music endeavor. So it seemed pretty fitting. So
of course, for those who aren't familiar with your sound, how did you guys get started in music?
So we got together about 2 years ago now. I met Fred on a classified ad, and then I went over to the Jam House, which is our rehearsal space, and Fred and I had played together a handful of times, and he said he had this friend named Aaron who was a singer and bass player and ex-pro musician, and I was like, all right, this sounds too good to be true, but obviously let's get him in here. And Aaron came over, and sure enough, Aaron was on the same page, had the same taste as us, just awesome player and singer, and that was all we needed with the three of us. So that was 2 years ago now. We started that and kept the train rolling and started recording music. Aaron had a big part in that too with his home studio, so eventually the album was recorded, and now it's out, and yeah, it's we're super happy with it. It's great.
Yeah, and you guys do have a debut album. It was released in August with a song called Bow River. So can you tell us what it's about, why you guys wanted to write that one?
Well, that started with some sort of blues riffs that I had, and Aaron threw down all the words, and it's sort of about, you maybe have to get more details from Aaron, I guess, as a lyricist, but I think it's about getting older and hoping that you're going to be allowed into the theoretical pearly gates when you reach the other side.
As well with your debut album, we are just finished summer, so crazy to think about. What do you guys have coming up for the rest of the year?
Well, we're trying to line up some gigs now. So we have our first gig coming up at Burns in Calgary on the 27th in a few weeks with a couple other bands, Tannis Root and Driving Distracted. So that should be a pretty fun night, and it should be nice to get out and hit the stage and have some people hear our music. We're pretty proud of everything, so it'll be really nice to play live. And we're going to try and line up a couple more shows in town, and then hopefully get some radio play and do what we can to promote things. And once the snow hits, it'll be time to start working on more music. I think we'll hunker down in the Jam House, and album number two will be in the works.
Awesome.
I guess it already is, actually.
Looking forward to that. And then last but not least, where can we find you on social media?
You can find us on Instagram, Boondog Band, or on Facebook, just Boondog, and then on Spotify, Boondog as well.